WB6DVI, go ahead. Okay, do you have traffic for us, sir?
Do you have traffic for
us, sir? Down by.
Roger.
Yeah, one more thing about the picture request. The picture request of some of the buildings. You copy? Roger, that would be helpful.
Okay.
Okay. We have... How soon do you think you can have them?
It will probably not be mailed before about Saturday, over.
Mailed by Saturday? Okay, why don't you just go ahead with your traffic for now?
Okay. Okay, the first bit is, kind of involved. It's an idea of Carol Spring. The other person that Carol works with us. And it's set.
Negative copy.
The first set is complex. It is from set. From set is an idea that we are somebody's work. Right here. The first is something, an idea of Chet and Carol. You copy?
Roger.
It is a kind of complex idea.
Copy.
Is what? Complication.
It is what?
Complex. Difficult. Complicated. Over. Roger. Okay, it will entail working
to either Dr. Bernard or Dr. Iverson or someone like that, you copy?
Will entail Dr. Bernard or Dr. Iverson? Probably, or someone like them, or someone like them.
Over.
Roger. If that's more the idea of something Carol told me the other night and something that I talked to Martha about last night, copy?
Roger.
Only this is slightly different variation, but either idea might be tried, copy?
Roger.
You know what the idea I'm talking about, the Carol phone relates to you every day?
Well,
being that I talk to you about every day,
no, I do not. Over.
Okay, so we need a problem with Bernard, and someone that would help, that Bernard might find that would help,
okay?
Negative. This could deal with Bernard and someone he might find to help.
Roger, go ahead.
It's taking it with Dr. Hargrave.
Roger.
Okay, any idea medical assistance, both of them
Beneficial.
Roger. It would require quite a bit of medical research. But it would be beneficial because this research would aid in the treatment to Dr. Hargrave in helping that person listed and organized the materials in the direction towards which the whole research will be going, over. You mean the medical assistant would be helping in the same capacity as Dr. Iverson's assistant helped him? Roger, but I will require more than just that one assistant. The answer, Dr. Hargrave will be the assistant, and like Dr. Iverson would be the assistant, do you copy?
Roger, but that one, like Iverson, also needs the second one to do supportive work, Roger?
Yes, Roger, it would be very, very,
Assistance that is they don't believe us.
And Bernard goes to the mixing. Send it to someone else to whip it.
Roger. Okay, Marty was, one thing from 8-I-1, Marty wanted to know if, the University of San Francisco was checking into about the damage bottom. Stop it.
Negative, negative.
Okay, well, whenever you can examine it. Would be helpful. He's a very good friend here of a lot of companies leaving to come there in just a few days. Copy.
Roger, I will check with Rex. Roger, Roger.
Very good. Okay, we'll take her top of the room and we'll pass the rest of ours. Okay, stand by.
Roger. Can you stand by for about 5 minutes while I go down to get my notes?
Roger.
Roger, Roger. We're ready to take this one, Roger.
Ready and ready.
Okay, we're not driving here. Quite concerned about the patient, over.
Roger.
As a matter of fact, he's upset. Well, it appears the patient didn't abide by every rule, healthcare rules that the doctor laid down, or else he wouldn't be as sick as he is, over.
Roger.
In the medical chart, it's, it states, you copy?
In the medical chart of what?
In the medical chart, it states, over.
Roger. Roger.
That, stand by.
Roger, Roger, go ahead.
Stand by just a moment, please.
Roger.
Well, that's, okay, in the charts, it shows that the hospital has been monitoring the patient's heart, over.
Roger.
And there's a direct correlation between the fluctuation in the heartbeat and the degree of illness, over.
Roger.
And the doctor's quite concerned that the patient has not been abiding by this, the heart patient's diet and rules for, overstrenuous activity, and therefore feels that, I think he feels somewhat
hurt that the station hasn't really been taking his advice over.
Any special plans over?
Well, Cynthia is, actually I'm referring to Marvin's, over.
Marvin?
Stand by. Remember the medical prognosis gave, in general, three areas in which the patient was in critical condition. You copy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the doctor feels that if the patient had checked with him, that he wouldn't be in that trouble, over. He wouldn't have overexerted himself or gotten off of his sick diet, over.
Okay,
could you clarify the areas for us so we know? Well, it has to do with the heart monitoring, over. Remember, the patient went out to a disco party, a real exuberant disco party with Brian, over. Negative, not Brian, sorry, with standby. With Tony and all of his friends, over.
I'm sorry, girlfriend.
Okay, one thing was the patient went out to a very vigorous disco party with Tony and all of his friends. It's someplace down by where Elizabeth used to work. Over.
WB6MIG, portable 803.
Thanks for checking on that. Anyhow, at the disco party, copy. Do you remember that disco party and down by where Elizabeth used to work? And something that Tony and his friends said, Marvin had a lot to say to the patient at that time, over. All of the patient's prognosis and reports have been sent. You should have received them, over.
Wow, they haven't come in.
Maybe
in
that one,
but they haven't been
here. It's been 3 weeks, over.
Uh-huh.
I said it's been 3 weeks, over. Well, either Robbie or before.
As being a part of them.
Well, there were three things. One had to do with the shocking story that Yvette told the patient. It shook him up, over.
I'm sorry,
don't say two, maybe one thing was the shocking things that Yvette told the patient. It shook him up. You copy? In Dr. Kennedy's presence, in Dr. Kelly's presence, Yvette told the patient some shocking things about his family, and that shook him up, over. WD6DDI, so WD6MID, portable 8RC. Dr. Rab, over. You copy? Dr. Rab is thought to have consulted with Cliff, over. Well, he has, I guess, consulted with Tony via Cliff, over. Okay. I think that Dr. Iverson was upset by that, over. Two things. One, Yvette Pale, and number two, Marvin's contribution at Tony's disco party, over. Copy. Michael, over. Roger. Michael, over. It was also thought that maybe Dr. Rabb had consulted with Michael, given Michael standby. Yes, Roger. Well, stand by, please. Well, the hospital seems to have, at least think they have a memo from Clifford. Over. The hospital seems to think that the memo from Clifford. Dr. Iverson feels that some of the cardinal rules for his patient were violated, and therefore he's worried about his health. Over. Okay. Iverson, over. Iverson, over. Negative. No. Over.
No what? Why not? Dr. Iverson was very emotional, very upset, over. More tears, over. Would you copy WB6TVI with WB6MID, portable 8RC?
Yeah, I copy.
Okay, you copy, WB6TVI copy?
Yeah, 801 copies, and I still have more traffic for you, 803.
Okay, let me get some questions in that are key.
Go ahead.
The first question is the one that you just relayed to. Do you copy?
How long does he think the patient can go on with other medical procedures, over?
Before the patient has to be hospitalized at the treatment center, do you copy?
Roger.
And the second question is the ultimate cost of the medical care.
The ultimate overall projection on that. Okay, I understand the question, but I want you to know that there is some very strong feeling that you shouldn't underestimate this, over.
We know that. We know that the patient is very well. We understand that very, very well. We know that. We've always known that. The question is not that. We are aware of the patient's condition. Copy?
Roger.
That's why we have these two questions, and that's why these two questions are important. You copy?
Roger, and we'll take care of them, but also please consider that Dr. Iverson is, stand by. To say he's near tears is understatement, over. Okay, well, I need to give you some more questions then.
Roger.
He needs to know every word of Cliff's message, over.
That it would be remembered if it was. If the patient followed that treatment, I'm not sure patient would remember it anyway.
Roger. Stand by.
I don't think the patient ever, changing that particular treatment, although. You never know, but I just don't remember it myself.
Roger. Well, you know he's on a pacemaker, over.
I understand that.
Okay, stand by.